Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born of all the two upon on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is
there. Sir Elton bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry's our guest. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her online. She's one of the top social media experts in the galaxy. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. We were wrapping up on the budgeting, the social media budget that you recommend for next year, and we're going to blend that into a social media strategy discussion. The budget needs to include, correct me if I'm wrong, it needs to include two main areas, it seems to me, Kathy, and one is a payroll budget for the people or the contractor to actually physically post and follow and track and strategize and that kind of thing. Yes. And then money for ads.
Yes.
Am I right?
You do need both.
Anything
Absolutely.
Else? Anything else? Ibuprofen, Prozac,
well, you know,
a budget for that, any of that stuff?
No, actually, there might be some costs if you needed some actual software tools, but
right.
mostly you don't.
Some website adaptations for linking all that around. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the key thing in that is you do need to have a strategy for any type of social media campaigns that you are putting together, and that's a big part of when you're looking at a budgeting process. You have to have some strategy involved.
So how do we do that? How do we develop that strategy?
Well, the biggest part of a strategy is first you're going to determine, okay, who am I targeting, so that you can figure out what objective you want with that target audience and, you know, where are they? Which social platform are they on? So which one do you have to,
you know, I just got through talking to Chip Bell about asking customers, sending scouts out there, your customer-facing folks. Sending scouts out there to find out what their expectations are. We talked about asking them, you know, finding out from your scouts, What platform is your profile more likely to use? Is it LinkedIn? Is it Twitter? Is it Facebook?
Absolutely.
And then when you have that, then you know where you have some idea about where to put your time and attention. I mean, if your people are on Facebook, then you're wasting your time on Twitter probably.
Exactly, and that's really what I work with when I'm working with clients. Is we're determining where is their audience and where do they need to spend their time, because a big part of a strategy is figuring out, okay, what information am I going to put in front of them? What type of call to action? What will motivate them to take action to engage with my company? So there's a lot to a strategy. And there's a lot of different platforms, and depends on which audience you're going after. Whether it's the boomers or the millennials, you know, I mean, you've got a lot of different places that they're going to
Can you understand how social media is frustrating for small businesses?
Absolutely.
Why does it have to be so frustrating? It's not linear like advertising.
No, and it's confusing for many of the boomers. I'll say a lot of the boomer small businesses, that's who most of my clients are, because they need something simplified and they need to understand it in a way that makes sense for them. And so, you know, I'm Jim, I'm known for taking the eek out of geek. So I try to simplify that, because it is confusing. It's like a different language and they're not familiar with it. But I think the bigger block is that they have a fear of it, because it is a bit of the unknown. And so, you know, just releasing them from some of that and helping them figure out, hey, it's not quite as scary as you think. It's no different than, you know, traditional media had a lot of gotchas as well.
Speaking of that, the gotchas and everything, when you're budgeting for social media, your social media strategy, that's what we're talking about right now, folks. What should your expectations be? How much deferred gratification should I be expected to put up with from a social media strategy till I start seeing some kind of return?
Well, I think that your smarter strategies is to have smaller campaigns so that you can test and see what's working well and be able to be ready to make changes and adapt if something isn't working. So, you know, you want to have measurements for success on whatever campaigns that you're doing. So, you know, it's important to have that as a part of the strategy. So you say, okay, you know, here's my goal here. Let's see how we're doing. What do we need to adjust? And that's the part that is exciting about social media. You can adapt and change quickly. You don't want to put together something that, you know, okay, I'm going to measure this at the end of the year. You want to have short campaign strategies.
Aren't you going to have to look for the impact of your social media in very granular, really small onion peel kind of ways? In other words, you may not see a major sale come from it, but it might have been that the sale that you did get came from a referral too deep from that came from social media or something. In other words,
absolutely.
You got to be prepared to hunt for this. It's not going to. It may not jump out at you, right? It may not be a flashing sign that says, "Here's a sale that came from social media."
Well, it's like, how do you determine if something came from billboard? You know what I mean?
She's right about that, folks. Hold on to that thought. KathyPerry.com. Check out her website. We'll take a quick one. 10-2. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.